I think it is a real joy, a blessing, an honor, and privilege to be able to be here another Monday afternoon, and we are thankful for God's eternal love and His infinite wisdom and His mercy and His great compassion. I don't know enough to say how good that God is, but what little I do know, I know He's wonderful, and I appreciate Him helping me when I couldn't help myself and causing me to realize my need and my situation and circumstance and giving me a place of repentance. And when I was about 23 years old, I've said many a time, never get tired of talking about it. Wonderful be. When I couldn't help myself, He helped me. And the best thing that happened, about it happened to me. I got my sins forgiven. I got born again. I had the second birth of the Lord from heaven. I experienced that miraculous birth all just simply by repentance of my sins and believing the gospel, receiving Him as my personal Savior. I always knew who He was. I just didn't know Him as my personal Savior. But He got personal, real, and alive in me, transformed and changed me, quickened me, made me alive. And for 41 years, my life has never been the same. I've been made a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus. And old things did pass away. All things became new to me when I got saved. And, of course, you will be, too, if you're not saved. I'm not talking about church membership, water baptism. I'm not talking about a case of the do-betters or turning over a new leaf or reforming and trying to do better. Oh, that's wonderful if you want to do that, but that's not going to justify you. The Bible said that Jesus was delivered for offenses, that's our sins, raised again for our justification. The only way you can be justified in the sight of God Almighty is through the sacrificial death, the blood that He shed at Calvary, and His shed blood made the atonement. The Bible said, outside the shedding of the blood, there is no remission, no forgiveness for sin. If you're found guilty before God without a blood sacrifice, a blood atonement, that is the blood of God's own Son, you'll be found guilty as a sinner and in denial of the truth, beloved, and wind up dying in your sins and going to hell. But you don't have to. Jesus took your place. He died in your place. He is the propitiation, the atonement, the substitute for our sin. He that knew no sin, that'd be Jesus, became sin for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And for 40 wonderful years, I've been enjoying this wonderful salvation. I'm glad it's without price, without money. Beloved, it don't cost you anything. It costs Him everything. Only thing you got to do is just get broken, contrite. Don't make a difference how bad you are, how vile you are. The Bible said the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. Beloved, if you got a desire to want to turn from sin and give up yourself and repent of your sin, I promise you He'll save you just like you are. You'll get broken, contrite. You'll get ashamed of yourself. Beloved, not that sin caught up with you, but that you sin against God. You get sick of yourself, tired of yourself, and you want God to have mercy upon you, a sinner. You come with that broke heart and a contrite spirit. You call on Him, beloved, for salvation and repentance for your forgiveness of sin. I promise you, I'll guarantee you, He'll forgive you. Jesus said, all that comes unto me, I'll in no wise cast them out. For no reason will He ever cast you out. Beloved, when you get saved, He settles your destination. The Bible said He changes your course. He establishes your going. You put your feet on the solid rock. And of course, the Bible said the gates of hell can't prevail against the church of the living God. And Jesus is the rock. Beloved, and I guarantee the devil can't undo what He does for you when you get saved. I've been in newness of life for 40 wonderful years. I've been enjoying the salvation. I've not endured it. And I'm glad that the Lord Jesus found me before the Baptist did. I said many a time, most Baptists need to get saved. I would to God they were saved, but beloved, they're not. They've got a lip service, and they've got a head knowledge. They've got some type of emotional experience that they've had, and some meathead bum buzzard in the pulpit who's an hireling, who's in there for the salary, and all they can get out, of course, to make a easy living and just to sit back and not have to hit a lick as far as work is concerned. And he's just a hireling. He's a wolf in sheep clothing. Beloved, he's tried to persuade people and talk to people and to tell them that they're all right. Just because they had an emotional experience or joined the church or was baptized in the water, they feel like that today, of course, they tell the people that they're all right and they feel good about what they've done. So they just think automatically everything's lovely. But it's not lovely. Beloved, Jesus said you've got to be born again. And born again does not mean church membership. Water baptism, it means experiencing a new birth. That's the Lord from heaven. And, beloved, the only way you can be born in you is for you to die to your stinking, rotten, ungodly self. You got to see how vile that you really are. The Bible said man in his very best state is altogether vanity, and there's nothing good about this rotten flesh. It's corrupted by nature. We're shaped in iniquity and born in sin. Beloved, all of us have a sinful, shameful, fallen, depraved, but damaged nature, beloved. And it's nothing you can do, beloved, to overwhelm that, overcome that. It'll take the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, to cleanse you from all your sin. He died as our substitute, propitiation, the atonement for our sin. Thank God he that knew no sin, that'd be Jesus, became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. If you want to go to heaven, if you expect to get to heaven, you will have to experience a new birth. You don't have to take my word for it, beloved, but you better, because you just push aside from God's word, beloved, then you're going to wind up being alienated and separated from God Almighty and taken of an eternal death, a second death, and an unquenchable fire, a fire that won't ever go out. The Bible said the smoke of the torment, the second death, will ascend up ever and ever. There'll be no rest day nor night. The Bible said no rest for the wicked. God help you. Don't die in sin, beloved. Don't die in sin. Don't die in iniquity. Don't die in wickedness, beloved. Don't die in being alienated from God Almighty. Don't be that die in being separated from God Almighty. I'll guarantee you, if you just come to him just like you are, I'll guarantee you, said I'll in no wise cast you out. If you'll get broken contrite, that's all you got to bring, just yourself, and your broke heart, your contrite spirit. Call on him, beloved. Give up yourself. I promise you, in no wise will he cast you out. He'll forgive you all your sins. And when he does, I'll guarantee you'll be the first one to know it. There'll be a great joy on the inside of you. That guilt, that condemnation, that conviction, beloved, that's in your soul, will be eradicated and done away with, and you'll be put into this life. You'll have a joy. The Bible said, joy and speak, a life that's full of glory. I promise you, when you get saved, I'm talking about saved from sin, salvation, gift of God, free, without price, without money. You get your drink out of this well of living water, I can guarantee you will never thirst again. Now, love it, when I got saved, I didn't have to worry about quitting my drinking, my smoking, my gambling, my cussing. It quit me. The desire to do those kind of things passed away. Old things passed away. All things become new to me. And I was in newness of life. What a blessing. What a joy. What a great thrill that it was when I got saved. I'm telling you, that's what I've been looking for all my young life. I just didn't really know what to seek or who seek after. I knew Jesus was the Son of God, but I didn't know how wonderful it was. What a great, wonderful experience it became and was when I got saved. And beloved, he'll do the same thing. He'll do the same thing for you if you'll just come to him just like y'all. He won't make you. He won't force you. And beloved, but he will invite you. And he does that. He invites you through the preaching of the Word of God. The Bible says it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching. Save them that believe. There's no Bible belief, no salvation, no saving grace, beloved, outside divine preaching sent down from heaven. You've got to hear the inspired word of God sent down from heaven. It's got to convict your heart, beloved, bring your sin to light and cause you to realize that you're in sin and you're without hope and you're going to go to hell if you don't repent. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God does divide the son of soul and spirit and joint and marrow, gives you the son of the shaking intent and thought of your heart. You cannot and do not know yourself, beloved, like you think you do, that the word of God's made it known unto you. You may know about your characteristics and how you look and how you think, so to a certain extent, and you may know about yourself. You've got to be living in that body for quite some time. The longer you live in it, the more you realize about the characteristics of the body. But you don't really know how depraved and wretched and vile and beloved destitute that you really are. Man is the very best state, the Bible said, is altogether vanity. Your flesh is corrupted by nature, shaped in iniquity, and born in sin, beloved. We all have that nature, born with it, sinful, shameful nature. And nobody's going to heaven, beloved, if we're not justified. And the only way to be justified is through the shed blood of Jesus, the blood that he shed at Calvary, the place of the skull. Golgotha's hill, beloved, he died in our place. He was numbered, the Bible said, among the transgressors. He died in our stead, took our sins in his own body on the tree. Cursed is every man that hangeth on the tree, beloved. He became a curse for us. He took our praise, took our punishment for our sins in his own body. The Bible said he was bruised by iniquities, our sins, and the chastisement of what we had coming of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes, bearing our sins in his own body, beloved, he took our place. What a wonderful Savior that he is. And I hope that you'll get saved. I don't want you to die in sin and go to hell, and you don't have to. You better not be trusting in your denomination, your affiliation, your association with some type of a denomination, a church membership, or water baptism, or just because somebody made you feel better because you've done some type of righteous act. Anything you do good makes a person feel better, even though it's not saved. And that's just doing good. Good makes one feel good. Doing evil makes one feel bad inside, conviction, condemnation, beloved, on the conscience there, beloved. That's the way it's supposed to be, but that's not going to justify you. Beloved, you've got a case of the feel-good, or a case of the do-betters, or a case of a man-made religion or denomination, affiliation, associated with some type of religious group. Beloved, you're going to wind up, you're just righteous enough, you're just good enough to go to hell without his shed blood. The Bible said, except you repent, you'll all likewise perish, and you've got to be born again. That's the second time. That's the Lord from heaven. You've got this spirit, this new birth. Before you can experience that, you've got to realize you're a sinner. You've got to realize you're going to go to hell. You're going to realize you don't deserve this wonderful salvation. If he don't forgive you of your sins, and that you can't justify yourself, beloved, if you don't come to that knowledge, and when you don't come to that, you see, you don't really realize how vile you are, your need for a Savior. You've got to realize that you're destined to the truth. You're on your way to hell without hope if you don't have mercy upon you. Then when you come to him like that, and you get ashamed of yourself, and you cry out to God for forgiveness of sin, the Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's not tongue-in-cheek. That's out of the depth of one soul. The Bible said, for with the heart of the soul, that is the depth of the center of man, for the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, beloved. And when you get saved, and call unto the broken heart, the contrite spirit, sought him with a whole heart to be found of you. Now, I guarantee you, when you get saved, you'll tell somebody about it. I'm guarantee you, you'll tell somebody of what's happened to you on the inside. You may not be able to word it like you'd like to. It said it's a life full of glory. It's joy and speak a life full of glory. You can't really put it in the word, but you'll try to express it the best you know how. And people get the message. They realize when they know your past and see you in the future, in the present, in the future, they realize something spectacular's happened on the inside of you. It puts you in newness of life. Old things pass away. All things become new to you, beloved. And it puts a new heart, a new nature, divine nature, puts his love inside of you. Gives you love, a real love, an unselfish love, a pure love, a perfect love to love with. We need, beloved, to let his love, once we get saved, be shed abroad in the heart by the Holy Ghost, decrease in our stinking flesh. Let the Lord Jesus be magnified and glorified in our lives. Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die, he said, would be my gain. Beloved, that's the way I feel. Living in this life, I have to live for Christ. I love souls. I want folk to get saved. Beloved, I'm not running a popularity contest. I'm in a real fight. I'm at war. I'm in a race. I'm trying to do the best I can to defeat sin and Satan, beloved, and win precious souls before it's eternally too late. The same time just about gone. Write to us. Pray for us. And again, God bless you. God, pray in his name. Amen.